there are some therapists that say if somebody's attacking you, they're not really attacking you. And in one way, that can be seen as true. In one way. You see, most people, most of the time, are so unconscious. They're not doing what they're doing. Their behavior is running them. They are a reaction to whatever's going on. And it's basically fear of death. It's a fear. So in one way, it's true. This person isn't really attacking you. They're just reacting. They're attacking because something they think you said or did triggered that part in them that is asking for attention, that wants to be released, that wants to be seen more clearly and accepted so it can dissolve. So whether it's this attack is personal, to do with you or not, doesn't matter. As I was saying before, it's an opportunity for you to experience yourself more strongly. Because usually, if we're floating through and not upset or not overjoyed, we're so unconscious of ourselves, we've no idea what's going on in our mind and what's possible for us. But when something comes up, like an accident or an attack or something beautiful, suddenly there's more evoked in us. That's an opportunity to see and experience ourselves more clearly. What we're talking about is an unconditional, totally unconditional yes to life. That there are preferences, absolutely. And Sosan says we're not free totally until the preference is gone. But let's not go there. Accept preferences. And just consider as a possibility, as an experiment, that every single moment in your life is for you. It's an opportunity. It's helping you to see, feel, experience more clearly. And when you do, another layer will drop off until you reach this unexplainable state. There was an interview just recently on television with the Dalai Lama, and the interviewers asked him about his state, and he says, no, there's no anger anymore. No, there's no judgment anymore. Just like that. No anger, no judgment, no againstness. And what fills that gap? What fills the gap when anger's gone and judgment's gone and complaining's gone? What fills the gap is love and caring and empathy and feeling this delightful feeling of one with everything.